Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, listeners. No topic too absurd, no statement too asinine. It is Nerdities, and it is a random Tuesday evening. Not when you're listening. You're listening whenever. That's when we're doing this.
Is it really random? Is it a random Tuesday evening? Because, like, we record every Tuesday.
Consecutive Tuesday. It's the Tuesday before.
It's Tuesday.
Gone that route.
It's a Tuesday. Weird Tuesday.
It's a weird Tuesday because you just got probed.
Not the way he likes.
No. So, Nerdy Jersey's finest here. I am Mike, joined as ever by...
I am Justin.
Kyle's being domesticated right now, but
he'll join.
Did you say something? I didn't.
Oh, he's...
He muted.
You pushed a button. Doesn't he look like the one dude from Spider-Man Homecoming?
He looks like the one dude on the street corner that I like throw pennies at just so he leaves me alone.
He looks like the guy who played
nothing.
Shocker.
He got nothing.
No sound.
No sound.
I saw a red light on that switchboard. No.
Vin, you don't gotta turn on the red light.
You don't gotta turn on the red light.
Okay, so eventually he'll figure that out.
What else do there we he have? Is. There, we hear you. We hear
there
you.
There we go. Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
What's your name?
Can you not hear us now? How can he not hear us now?
All right. I got it?
Yeah.
You got it? Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
No, I kept fucking... the drop bar, it kept shuffling the order of things, so I was just kind of like picking the bottom one every time. I'm Vin.
Oh, cool. That's an intro.
Wait, you skipped the other one.
Who?
The boy.
You didn't say his name? Didn't I
no.
say
we had, no, you didn't hand, up? No, you didn't hand no. You we got stuck on Vinny because he had audio.
I tried to move off, and I think
I'm Joe.
There we go. Fine. Oh, another classic opener.
What a Tuesday.
So I'm recuperating from that opening. Justin, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I hurt my back having sex on my bathroom floor last night.
Fucking brag if you don't need to hear it.
So, we, we watched our shows and then... We were like, yeah, Joe, I know you're going to ask why were we having sex on my bathroom floor.
No, I was going to ask you, like, you didn't bath mat it?
Oh, even with the bath mat. Even with the bath mat.
Oh.
And then we were like, all right, we went into the bed. And, of course, as we were about to get started, the baby woke up. So I thought that was just the end of it. So I was like, all right, well, guess I'm going to sleep. And she's like, you want to go in the bathroom? And I was like... Okay. And, yeah. Various ways in the bathroom. And
positions.
Yeah.
Don't call it positions.
Yeah. And we ended up on the floor. And even with the bath mat, still, that floor is hard.
Hurt. I don't want to picture it.
Hurt the back.
But for the sake of my, sanity, I guess I have to ask, who was on top?
Oh, on the floor? She was.
Okay. So you never know.
Yeah.
You gotta get one of those padded bath mats. There's nice, like,
Joe, we have a king-size bed. We don't normally have sex on our bathroom floor. Shower? Sure. But not usually.
I think you might have to plan for this.
And I said, of course, hindsight. I was like, why don't we just go in the living room?
You don't want Amanda to walk in on that.
No one's seen. She's not here. She's still in Philly.
She'll find a way. She seems to find a way.
All of a sudden, she's just like, hey, I'm probably here for no apparent reason.
I so forgot something yesterday. Oh, shit. Full on frontal.
How do you like the angle of the dangle?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hurt yourself pre-jack or e-jack or post-e-jack?
Prior.
Pre-jack.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then had to work your way through it?
Yeah.
In pain?
Yeah. Ugh. I'm a fucking
tutor. That's why...
And finish and then scream?
Yeah.
That's why men are just built different. How many times you heard, no, I have a headache now. Not me. Yeah. Fucking, I'll tape it up. Let's go. It's got to come out of my body.
Yeah. Got to get the poison out.
I have a mission to complete, ma'am.
You don't understand.
What I live for. I'm not going to lie. That's the one thing that's been... I've been okay about not having sex for like the last 5 years. I would just be throwing my back out every fucking time. Because I when I'm getting it, I'm going all in. I don't know when this is going to happen again. So I fuck my back up.
The bed.
Guaranteed.
The bed's so much more helpful. Uh-huh. And she's like, I really thought a hard surface would have been way more beneficial. And I was like, well, now we know, don't we?
See, if you, you know, in the bathroom, you probably should have, like, the toilet would have been like the prime spot.
I know, that's too much thrusting on a toilet. Yeah. You can actually do damage.
Well, someone's already broken one toilet seat in my house in the last month.
Oh.
I'm not about to break another one. We get a little aggressive.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's not like softcore pornogs. It's a lot of... Quiet.
It's not really grunting.
Oh, then you weren't doing it. That's why you hurt your back.
We're just not... We're not like Neanderthal fucking grunters.
You gotta.
There's, I mean, you know. It might be too much.
Scientific studies have shown when people scream or exert themselves audibly, it decreases stress, promotes testosterone boost, and is good for the heart.
So you're quoting science?
Well, I'm quoting the scientific method, of course, not the quackery science.
Okay.
Not right. The quackery science we've seen in the past.
Gotcha.
Real science.
I'm not quoting any findings. I'm quoting how someone brought up an idea that, you know what, I kind of agree with. You're not wrong. Like, the karate thing, if you, you put more thrust into it. If you're just laying there silently,
what are you really doing? I didn't say there's no...
Yeah,
I'm not grunting that. Like Vinny was just grunting. There's no like...
And I'm saying that's why you hurt your back. Prove me wrong. You can't prove me wrong. You cannot prove me wrong.
I can. I hurt my back because we were on tile. It's not like we have laminate. We have bumpy
tile. Do you think
tile.
That would have stopped Abraham Lincoln?
Listen, the next time you come over, I'm going to lay you on your back on my tile. And then I'm going to mount you and we're going to see how you feel.
Well, first of all, you have to know, with my background, if you mount me, I'm going to escape, bring you to half guard, get you in a full guard, and then I'm going to try to sweep you and or take your back from guard, which I can do admirably.
You're not. I'm a ninja.
Well, I eat ninjas for breakfast. Yeah. End quote.
I have another personal story, but I wanted Kyle to be on. It can also go under reviews, so hopefully that buys us a few minutes.
String this along, then. Let's get right into the show. Prop her. Okay, and we passed away that we were really concerned about this week. Bonus. As far as casting goes, I got two rumors and one definite. Gillian Anderson will definitely be in this Tron movie that no one asked for.
Yeah.
We do not know who she'll be playing.
Probably a computer.
Most likely. Mm-hmm. She's got a very robotic thing about her when she wants to.
Yeah.
Think the first three seasons of X-Files.
She got better towards the end.
She got a lot better when they allowed her to act. Mm-hmm. But when Scully was just a tool for Mulder to bounce ideas off of and her to, like, roll her eyes every once in a while, I think when they introduced her sister and she was able to emote, then she actually became a character. But no clue what she's going to be in there. Rumor, man, why am I getting all froggy? the voice of Shadow in Sonic 3. This is pure conjecture. Hayden Christensen.
Oh, no shit.
Ooh, that's total rumor, though. But
I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah, given his career renaissance, I'd really like to see him play that. And I'd kind of like to see him played the way he played Anakin, only a little, you know, older. Less pissy.
Sonic, I hate sand.
Yeah.
Gets in my
More
shoes.
Anakin from Ahsoka.
I hate blue hair. Gets into everything. It's got electricity coming off of it. Last one is Sadie Sink from Stranger Things is rumored, Mad Max,
uh-huh.
rumored to be playing Aloy in the Horizon Zero Dawn series.
Oh, no shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Stranger Things is coming to an end, and mm-hmm. that show is just starting pre-production now. So that's kind of perfect transition.
That'd be cool.
And yeah. Pretty great.
Is that the ginger?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd either want her or the girl from It.
Yeah, either one works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly fine with that. Whoever wants to shoot bows more than the other one.
Yeah, I like Sadie Sink, though. She's got that, not that the other one doesn't have a tough girl image, but.
Yeah. She squints more. She's a lot angrier.
I have two castings. One's a confirmed and one's a rumor. Nick Frost was cast as Hiccup's dad's right-hand man in the How to Train Your Dragon movie.
Nick Frost. Bleat. I haven't seen him in enough stuff lately. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, Hallie.
Yeah. Never going to turn down Nick Frost in something. And I want Simon Pegg in there somewhere.
And then there's the rumor that Eben Moss Backrack is going to play Thing in the FF movie.
I have no clue who this is. Should I?
Yeah, what's that? Is that a person?
That's the guy from The Bear, right?
Yes.
The cousin from The Bear.
Cousin.
He was, I only know him from one other thing, and it was when he was a lot younger. If I hadn't seen him in The Bear, I'd be completely against it. Because the other thing that I know him from is The Lake House. Yeah, he played Keanu's younger brother in the movie The Lake House. Looks completely different now. He has, when he does the kind of like tough guy Chicago accent, I could kind of see it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I agree with you. If I had not seen him in The Bear, I would be trashing this fucking casting in a heartbeat.
I have a casting, but it's also a news story.
Go for it.
Should I lead in with the news? I have to lead in with the news story before the casting now.
Well, the casting plays into the news story, though.
It does. So, the Doctor is getting a new companion in his second season. Virata Sithu, who we know from Andor, will be playing his new companion. Because actress Millie Gibson is exiting the series midway through season two. It hasn't been stated why she's leaving the series, and it's sudden because they really had great chemistry.
Apparently it was Davey's call.
Wow.
And he just decided...
That's surprising.
And he decided to just write her out at the end of season one.
How often does he keep companions for more than, like, a season and a half? They're always switching them up. If you get two full seasons of a companion, it's surprising. I think the Ponds were the only ones that went...
They lasted the longest.
Pretty much the entire length.
But for Davies, his only one to last that long was Rose. She went two seasons. But I...
Okay. She's already been on for many episodes, so it's one of those rare times where it's going to be a character that's established that jumps into the ship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. But we won't see that till next year because season one's supposed to drop in April?
Yeah.
That wasn't very confident April.
Yeah, I believe it's spring to summer.
Yes.
Then the Christmas special for next year, which she won't be in.
Right.
And then she didn't too.
Yeah, May 2024.
Yeah.
Still a ways away. Mm-hmm. All right, is that all the castings?
It's all the castings.
Okay, let's do the trailers.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only person in the group who's watched all of The Bad Batch.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just unfortunate. I really, really enjoy what they've done with these characters. Put them through the ringer, while also showing the backgrounds of a lot of stuff that's happened right after the Clone Wars. Trailer for the final season looks pretty dope. Biggest thing, biggest pull I can get from it, though, is... Did anyone else watch it?
I watched the first episode.
No, like the trailer. No one else watched the
trailer? No.
No, I watched the trailer, yeah.
Okay, so the big reveal at the end being, if you gave any shits about the Clone Wars series, the character Asajj Ventress is coming back for this final season. But when they do show her, she's not swinging a red lightsaber. She's got like a gold one.
Yeah, she is not. She also got hair.
She came back. Yeah, she got hair. She came back to the light a little bit. And I'm just thinking that this series takes place like 2 years after the Clone Wars. This is still very fresh for her.
Yeah.
So she's going to be going through a lot of turmoil. That's a shame you guys didn't get into that. It's really fucking strong. But hey, one final season. This is season three. Another Filoni masterpiece. Oh, Sadie. Can't keep her hands off it. But the last trailer, I'm going to let you pontificate on it, because I really... It's not my jam. Never did get into it.
I'm surprised. The cartoon was incredible.
They all say...
Netflix dropped the last trailer for Avatar The Last Airbender, and this is everything that it should have been when they made the movie a while back. It is. It's gorgeous. The castings are near perfect visually so far. The creatures look incredible.
Yeah.
The bending.
I got a question.
The bending looks great.
Do you think that they're going to go, not frame by frame, but like on the line exactly how they did it in the cartoon?
I know that they've mentioned that there's going to be some things that they like don't do that the cartoon did. Like, I know that it is not going to be Aang and Katara's love story.
Good.
Because the whole age thing's a little inappropriate.
Yeah, and just who cares about... No one cares about that part. Insinuate. Don't. That's it.
But it looks good. All of it looks so fucking good. Can't wait. February 22nd.
I know. Aang is my dude, bro.
Aang.
But M. Night Shyamalan said it was Aang.
We don't talk about him. Listen.
Well, he's a revered director.
Netflix is cooking right now with these adaptations. Yu Yu Hakusho was tits.
I know. It left me wanting so much more, though. It was good, but I wanted so much more.
You know what? I'm glad it left me wanting more, though.
Yeah.
One Piece is beautiful. And now this. Doing the Lord's work, Netflix.
Do you think we get DBZ in the next 5 years?
If
Avatar, I just want Frieza Saga. That's all I want.
If Avatar goes right and they pop out another solid season of One Piece, yeah. No, they're doing a Death Note series too with the dudes who did Stranger Things. So I'm down for that too. I love Death Note.
Yeah, because that's the one. Is don't make it stupid like the movie. Like Yu Yu Hakusho, I don't know how One Piece was, but it looks exactly like the cartoon. Like they kept it in that universe.
One Piece looks exactly like the cartoon.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know why they don't do that.
But Airbender looks good.
Woo!
That's trailers.
Okay, I got one review.
I have four reviews.
I have one.
Joe's got one as well. Okay, finally, Max dropped the most recent season of Rick and Morty.
And anybody else watch it?
I've seen.
I've finished three episodes.
I've seen an episode so far.
Does it feel weird to anyone else?
No.
Like, there's not just the voices, which are barely noticeable. They really did do a good casting job.
Yeah.
This guy's got them down. There's something about the energy of it that feels really different, which is surprising given the fact that so many people said that, you know, Roiland wasn't a part of the show, really. Wasn't part of creative for so long.
He wasn't.
It feels like, but it feels like part of his voice is lost here.
I don't. Because
it's
very
different in so many ways.
I don't think that's the problem. I think the issue is, for the first time in, like, this show's history, it's not just random payoffs for things they started. This whole season is, like, pretty much just one fucking story. And it's just, it is just pulling back things that happened through all the other times. It's not the, like, zany.
A lot of seasons have done that before. They've dangled it. The fact to like to give a finale to that one story, I don't want to ruin anything, but something that's been building up the entire series.
Yeah.
They finish it off halfway through the season, and it's like Rick dealing with the fact that one of the most important things in his life, the driving force of his story arc, is over.
Ish.
Well, I think the energy is weird with Rick. He's not like as mean.
I think that's
like, they've been building to that for years. Like he's had to make concessions in order to stay a part of the family. But yeah, naturally now he's a lot. He'll motherfuck Morty all day long. But then sometimes we'll stop and be like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, man. That wasn't cool." Which he never did before. Which maybe that's the theme of the show.
Yeah,
you don't have to be perfect, but you should try to improve yourself.
Yeah, I mean, Roiland hadn't been like for what they're saying at least 3 years. Like, involved, because he was also doing the other show, I think, right?
He's like, he had Solar Opposites.
Yeah.
He helped develop a game. He had his own game studio. So, he was a busy beaver.
Okay.
I don't know. It's something feels different, though, right? Beyond just the voices. They're not as erratic, which I kind of like. The one thing I couldn't stand about Roiland's performance was how he would, like, hesitate and kind of trip over his words and shit. And he did it with every character he played, and he played like 90% of the characters on the show. I kind of like that part too. You don't hear that same voice over and over now. So, it's enjoyable. I still have like 3 episodes left because it goes down like water.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a distinct difference there.
For sure.
Joe, what you got?
I have gotten so deep into Monarch Legacy of Monsters. This show is absolutely phenomenal.
We have a conspiracy show just for that, though.
Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell are so good as this character. The way the story's told through flashbacks from the 40s, 50s, the 70s, the when that first Godzilla movie took place, the one in San Francisco. Just everything is just melds together so well, and there's such a mystery involved with this show that it keeps building towards. And do you guys remember the show Workaholics?
Yeah.
Durs?
Of course.
Oh, Durs is working?
Durs is in the show. He plays one of the main characters. Really, really I don't want to spoil anything because a whole bunch of things happen in the show that directly feed off of, at least right now, the first Godzilla movie.
So it is part of the same universe. They're not pulling an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where this thing is tangential.
No. And it's full on this universe. It's so good that Beth has started watching it with me, and she's into it. So now I get to put on Godzilla King of the Monsters, Skull Island, and Godzilla Kong versus Godzilla to get her up to speed, which I'm stoked to watch.
The only question I have about this series is, what's the amount of monster in it? Is it like most of the show is them talking and setting up and seeing glimpses of shit, and then one big attack maybe at the end?
So You do see flashbacks from the first Godzilla movie of him attacking San Francisco. There has been a number of monsters so far, along with one Godzilla scene I've seen so far. The monsters are pretty crazy. The last episode, the whatever Titan that was really cool to like just what it did and how it did what it did. Try not to give anything away, but the people out there have watched it. They'll know what I'm talking about with Alaska.
Not that I'm too involved with that idea, but that was the only thing I was wondering about. Like a show with that premise, how much money are they going to put into the creatures and destruction?
They look phenomenal. Without giving anything away, the last episode I watched, they went back to San Francisco and have to go through things in the ruins of it. The effects on it are insane. Like the destroyed Golden Gate Bridge, there's this really cool shot of it because it's being intertwined with this one character's flashbacks from what they call G-Day. From when Godzilla attacked San Francisco, they call it G-Day. And they have everything just at the budget for it is great. Like they are spending the right money in the right places. I can't wait to finish this season, and I want a season two.
What's that, an Apple?
Yeah. This is like the only thing that is will make me keep Apple TV.
I was so interested because I love Godzilla.
If you like Godzilla,
I love
watch him. This show.
I love it.
Two can bond over Godzilla.
It's the three of us because I'm a huge Godzilla fan.
I can't wait for Godzilla Minus One to be streaming.
Yeah, me too.
Godzilla Minus One. There's one thing I'm totally not looking forward to ever seeing in my entire life. It's Godzilla Minus One.
Why?
Because Godzilla's stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, I roped you guys in. I built you up, and I took you down. Rug, Jeff. Enjoy the rugging.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Come here.
I don't know who's playing what.
Come here.
Hey, your dog? Or your boy?
Shove. Say hi.
Turkey. Oh, baby sack.
Say hey. So what happened?
Okay.
Yeah. No, sorry, Joe. Sorry I had to rug you. But you said I tank things, and I had to make sure I delivered. Didn't want to make you feel like a liar.
So just to be sure, just to be clear here, you hate Godzilla with, like, no love?
I love the history of Godzilla, but the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 18th installment.
You gotta go night-night.
We gotta go brush your teeth.
You sort of on the same page there.
Yeah.
You gotta go brush your teeth with Mama.
Zach, we have to get ready for that.
I feel this iterations of Godzilla, it's its own thing.
Right.
Its own thing, but it's like the 30th time he's destroyed a city. I'm
the video.
I'm alone with the video here. I'm not really into it. Oh, hi, Zachy.
Hello.
And I bet there's crass moments where someone goes, Godzilla!
Nope.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
That's all that means.
They do have Titan drills in Tokyo, where everybody has to go to this these shelters.
Yeah.
In case there's a Titan alarms and things like that.
Can I guess what they have to do? They have to sit down, put their head between their legs, and try to kiss their ass goodbye. Because there's no surviving when he's in the area.
Yeah,
but
history
shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man.
Yeah, you know what they have to do to beat up Godzilla? Is it a man or a woman?
What?
Godzilla, man or woman?
I'm assuming it's why does it matter?
According to Matthew Broderick, it's asexual.
That's right. Okay, so what you have to do is you have to get pheromones to lure it in and get it all horny. And then, whether you have to insert the pee in a V or get a pee in the V, that's your insertion point is where you murder it. They've done it all wrong all along.
It's a big gamble.
Hit him in the pussy, as they say.
Your idea is to get this thing so juiced up, it comes in and goes full, like, mantle, shoving its ass in the air like a cat in heat. Just give it a bullseye.
Yeah. Or giant boner just knocking buildings over, and then you find a Godzilla-type fleshlight, puts it in, and that's when... And then... this is a missile going into the dick hole, blowing them up. They've been doing it all wrong.
Are you done?
They have not thought of that. They've never thought of that.
Are you finished?
I'm sorry, you don't think it thinks through, Justin.
Are you
the 30th installment, you figured they'd think that through.
It's not the 30th continuous installment. It's not James Bond. Different versions, sir. Just like the Batman, because like Shovelface didn't use the Bat credit card, right?
We don't talk about
right?
that.
Right? Oh, okay. All right. Right. That's right. Shut the fuck up then.
No, I will not shut up. I will not be silent.
Moving on to my reviews because they're more important than anything Vinny has to say.
I have a review also. I'm going to go first.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. What is it?
I saw Rick and Morty also the first three episodes. I'm done.
Okay, great. I read Stitch and Samurai. Yesterday.
My Christmas present.
Dude, you're going to have to borrow it. It's, it is definitely manga. And
oh, it's full on Japanese. You
know, so much. But it's an adorable little story. And at the bottom pages is a flipbook with Stitch. And he bounces around and plays with a samurai sword. And it's fun.
It's so Japanese.
It's so fun.
It's so Japanese.
But it was really cute. It starts off like... the movie, but like Stitch punches it too hard and disrupts time and space.
I wonder how they did that.
Yeah. It's fun. Today, we did not get to watch anything we wanted to watch. Instead, we watched the Blue's Clues movie, Blue's Big City Adventure, and I'll tell you what, it wasn't that bad.
Is that the one with all three of them?
Yes. And B.D. Wong, Alex Winter.
Wait, did B.D. Wong play a doctor of some type?
No. B.D. Wong.
Whoa.
B.D. Wong played a producer for a Broadway show.
Okay. Different. He's either a geneticist or a psychologist most of the time, or a cop.
Right. So it was nice seeing the side of him. And because he was like not his normal character... Ashley and I were like, no, I know we've seen that guy before. Why does he look so goddamn familiar? So I look it up and I was like, oh, it's fucking B.D. Wong. He's not playing a villain.
B.D. Wong stands out in everything. Yeah.
He's not being a villain. That's why. So, Alex Winter. And one of the women from Hamilton. And one of the Black Eyed Peas.
It's not Fergie.
Not Fergie. Not Will.
Not
I
Will
Am.
I Am. The other dude.
Not Apple D. The other
Is
one.
Is that actual name?
The other, yeah. It's the and other
there's
one.
Four of them. I thought there was only three.
No, there's four.
I'm gonna say Proswell, but that's the Fugees.
Yes. I can't remember. Anyway. But, yeah, it was cute. It was cute. Finished the newest season of Reacher last night. Jeff's Kiss. Love it. Love that show. Everybody should watch it. It is the highest rated streaming television show.
Currently?
It broke a bunch of fucking numbers and shit.
How good would you say it is? 7 out of 10?
I'd give a solid 8 and 3/4 out of 10.
Oh, 8 3/4.
Yeah, that guy.
You don't do decimals? Can you do it in decimal form, please? I don't really get that.
No, you're stupid. I can't wait for him to be Batman.
He's not gonna be. It's Jensen Ackles. It's already been set in stone. You don't even know.
I mean, I'm fine with Jensen Ackles too, but when it's Alan Ritchson, it's gonna be great. And then Vinny's gonna cry about it, and I'm gonna lick his sweet tears off of his face.
I'm not. It's because Jensen Ackles is gonna be Batman already, so it's fine.
And the last thing I have, and I'm glad Kyle can at least hear me now, is not even for an episode of Exposing James. We watched Boondock Saints with James on Sunday. Here he goes.
Whoa. Yeah. What's the whole thing start to finish?
Yeah, whole thing.
All right, did he have, like, thoughts or a favorite character?
He really liked it. He was like, there is a second one, right? And I was like, yes. I was like, and the third one, that's been brewing for, like, 20 years.
Did you tell him that sometimes it feels like he's kind of our Rocco?
I did not, but that makes sense. Vinny's more our Rocco, I think.
I don't know who Rocco is. I've seen the movie. I don't think it's that great. They wear tiny shirts, have bad Irish accents. Yikes.
I'm kind of done with your opinion now. If you don't like Boondock Saints, I don't know what more to do for you.
See?
It's fucking literally made for you.
I remember watching it, and I go, why are their shirts so small? I don't think I can get past that.
You hang up on the most interesting things. Sadie's kind of involved.
James is a huge Glee fan, so when Coach Beast does the cameo in the meatpacking plant, he popped pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. It was early, too. 2 minutes in.
Yeah. But he did. He did really enjoy it, and he's like... he's really starting to get a sense of Willem Dafoe as a character actor.
Yeah, I had to step out to go get something to eat about with a third of it left.
Yeah.
But I was there for the moment where Dafoe comes into the alleyway scene, and I don't remember exactly what his reaction was, but it was kind of like a, oh, or a, ooh. He just knows when Dafoe pops up, weird shit's going to happen.
Duffy, go get me a fucking coffee.
Yeah.
Dafoe was getting that. I'll give it that.
What did he think about the twist about
the dad?
He actually called it.
Really?
Yeah. So when they're getting shot at out front of the house, and he's like, "Yeah," he's like, after Dafoe does his like complete mental breakdown, he's like, "I've never fucking seen anything like this in my whole life." James is like, that guy's related to them, isn't he? I was like, I don't know.
Maybe.
And like a few minutes later, he was like, oh, that's their dad. I was like, your movie education is finally paying off for you, child. You've watched a good amount of films with me and your uncle. You're starting to get the idea now. Mm-hmm. And then,
make it personal. You gotta connect them. Make it personal.
It was good.
Isn't that special?
Wow, their accents were 1,000 times better than yours. So
was
I guess it wasn't. I guess it wasn't that shitty then.
Oh boy!
You need more than like 2 words.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
We know.
I just want to do the Irish accent.
They're always that's after me, Lucky Charms.
That
read so commercial lines.
Smells like Irish Spring. Home.
Let's get some potatoes at the Blarney Stone. Have a pint.
You're getting better.
It's getting better.
My Irish is spot on. Eventually, if I do too much, I turn into an Australian. And then I get British. And then it goes back and forth.
All right.
Gyroscope just wobbles too much.
News time?
Go ahead, because I've got no news. I scoured.
You said you
had
nothing.
Nothing came across. Yeah, I saw some stuff, but it wasn't worth bringing up.
Okay.
I heard a rumor.
What's your rumor?
The original writers of Jurassic Parks 1 and 2 are working on making a new Jurassic Park.
They can confirm they announced there's going to be a new Jurassic World movie.
With Godzilla.
I guess.
And Vin Diesel riding and cars.
It will not feature Chris Pratt or...
Bryce Dallas.
Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, that's it. That one.
Patty Howard.
Cool.
I'm going to side with Vin on this one. I love Jurassic. I enjoyed, at different levels, pretty much all the movies. I will actually stand up for Jurassic 3. You know, most people won't. I mean, Lost World's on its own. That thing can't be saved. But yeah, I enjoy them. Enough. You want to keep making other stuff, like games? Camp Cretaceous was excellent.
Yeah.
Camp Cretaceous is great, not just for kids. Fun for the whole fucking family. But, like, movies? Come on, man.
I think they have to take a left turn. They have to merge it with something and make it fun. Because if they go back to it being serious, you know, you see the glass of water on the table, stomp, stomp, what's that? And everyone's like, oh my God, and, you know, can't do it.
Universal needs to make a deal with Capcom where you get Jurassic Park, Dino Crisis.
Yeah.
Dino Riders.
See? Dino Riders. That's like futuristic.
I like the idea, and I don't know what that fully means, but I like it. Because it's not Jurassic Park again.
It's lots of guns. Lots of dead dinosaurs.
Yeah. There you go. They're going to do another Fast and the Furious, right? I think they should make Fast and the Furious Jurassic Park.
I don't.
Trans Furious Park. All three of them together.
Dude. Justin, I see your nipples getting hard about it.
No, you don't.
I do. Look at them. Look at them.
Nope. Nope. Pretty flat-chested.
No.
No nip. No nip showing.
No. Dude, it's legit. You know what's funny?
I mean, that would I'm going to get it hard for you.
That movie would be so good, especially overseas.
She looks drunk.
Especially overseas.
She's like half out of it. She's just like rolling around. I think she's here in the show.
Speaking of other movies that were announced last week, they announced Polar Express 2.
Go fuck yourself.
Was that real?
That was real.
Mike, you're going to watch that one, right?
Not even the trailer. As soon as I see the trailer on, I'm going to turn it off every time.
I don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Exactly. Like,
say it's right going to be it's gonna be Tom Hanks grown up and his kids? Like, what could it possibly be?
Don't ask me, but it's in the works, buddy. I think the conductor falls off somebody's roof and they have to take over.
She doesn't want to see it either.
I know. Most people don't.
Yeah, fuck that kid, right? He's annoying. Eddie Deason can go screw, right? Yeah, that's right. I don't want to see that movie at all.
That's how a lot of people felt about the Marvels, but they'll be able to watch it on Disney Plus on February 7th.
It's actually very solid. It's an enjoyable movie. Middling by Marvel standards, I understand, sure. Maybe slightly above middling. Worth your time. It's only 97 minutes. It's a fun ride.
I'm totally going to attempt to watch it.
You're going to hate it.
Why?
Because there's women in it.
I like women. They're my favorite. I'm married to one.
It tries something new. It tries some different stuff. It doesn't go with the grain of most Marvel movies. And yet, sometimes it does. You're going to hate it. Way too much estrogen.
Is it? Why? What do they say? Do they do, like, fembot shit?
No, but they go through their... Like, they work through their feelings in intelligent ways. And, like, they aren't childish most of the time. So
sounds dumb.
What a gay ass shit is that?
Guy Fieri is hosting.
Guy Fieri?
He is hosting a.
Is this Food News?
No. He's hosting a festival in Columbus, Ohio, on June 1st to the 2nd. And it's called Flavortown Fest.
Did you just take over the town and they rename it? Because if not, it's not Flavortown then.
I don't know, man. But Greta Van Fleet is going to be there. Kane Brown.
Van Halen's going to be there?
Kane Brown. Brett Michaels. Country artist Lo Cash and Nico Moon. And of course, there's going to be a ton of foods.
This is why country music sucks to me. It's why country music doesn't matter, I think.
But it's rock.
You didn't have to tell
rock and
who any of those people are the word. Are those bands. You didn't have to say what they do. You had to say country music act, this and the other one. I don't even remember who
that because was. Greta Van Fleet's not country music.
No.
No, but all the other stuff wasn't country related.
Brett Michaels isn't country music either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why country music
But sucks. I had to decipher that those rock artists are also going to be there with country artists.
You didn't have to. Thank you.
I mean, sure, would you prefer me to start with the country first and say rock band Greta Van Fleet and rock artist Brett Michaels?
No, that goes to my point, though. No one would know who the other people are if you didn't say they were country singers.
Well, I'm sure some people know who they are if they've heard their music before.
Maybe when is this?
I know who Kane. I know who Kane Brown is.
Why?
Well, just because it's June 1st and 2nd. In Ohio.
I'm booked. I don't think I can make it.
See, this is your whole like narrow-mindedness coming out, Michael. Just because you don't like or listen to it doesn't mean that other people aren't aware of these things.
Mike, I love your narrow-mindedness.
Thank you.
It's okay to hate it. Feed them.
I didn't say that no one's heard of them. I said it sucks so much that you have to tell people.
Yes. But it can't suck that bad. Yeah. They make a lot of money. Which means there's people listening.
It's a lot of horrendous things listen, make a lot of money.
Right, exactly. The Batman. We've established
Pet Rocks
this.
Made a lot of
no,
money.
No, Justin.
Vinny likes the Batman, and that's okay. He shouldn't.
You like Godzilla.
I love Godzilla. All of them.
I love Batman.
Yeah, I love Batman too. I love Batman so much I wish they'd make an actual decent fucking movie.
They did. It's called The Batman. They have Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises. They have Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
It's the bottom of the barrel.
Dark Knight Rises was meh.
Batman Begins. Dope. Meh. Batman Begins was so dope.
None of them were great.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't. I love The Dark Knight. I do, but...
Would you not call that a great movie?
Because it's not a great Batman movie. Because it's not a true Batman. We've discussed this, of how I feel about the portrayal of that Bruce Wayne and that Batman. Look, I love Batfleck, but even he didn't have anything that was great about him. He killed. Batman doesn't kill.
I support your drive to hate. I think you should come to the dark side. Feed into your hate.
I love so much that I have to hate it. That's the problem. See?
Ah, that's right.
The twisted validation there.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of a supervillain speech.
Yeah. They turned you against me.
All right, the Razzies.
Why did you make me do this to you? I love you so much.
The Razzies announced their nominations yesterday.
Sweet.
You're like, why do we care about this, Justin? Well, guys, we're gonna in a few minutes. The most nominated film is Expendables 4.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that was a thing.
Tied for second place with 5 noms are The Exorcist Believer, Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, 2 big budget superhero movies, DC's Shazam Fury of the Gods and Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, both got 4 noms. It's the first time that a Marvel movie has been nominated for a Razzie.
Wow.
They're not going to be Blood and Honey. That movie has no direction.
I think they could, because the way these things are judged, it's not just, is it a piece of shit? It's, did you have the opportunity to make a good movie and then make a piece of shit? Kind of counts more than some low-budget thing.
Right.
Although,
so
there could be, you know...
So
they could be close.
Quickly,
just how big a piece of shit Blood and Honey is.
Quickly, I'm going to run down their categories and noms. Worst Picture, Exorcist Believer, Expendables 4, Meg 2, Shazam Fury of the Gods, Blood and Honey. Worst Actor, Russell Crowe in The Pope's Exorcist, Vin Diesel in Fast X, Chris Evans in Ghosted, Jason Statham in Meg 2, John Voight in Mercy. Worst Actress, Ana de Armas in Ghosted, Megan Fox in Johnny and Clyde, Salma Hayek in Magic Mike's Last Dance, Jennifer Lopez in The Mother, Dame Helen Mirren in Shazam Fury of the Gods. Worst Supporting Actress, Kim Cattrall, About My Father, Megan Fox, Expendables 4, Bai Ling, Johnny and Clyde, Lucy Liu, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Mary Stuart Masterson, Five Nights at Freddy's. Worst Supporting Actor, Michael Douglas, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Mel Gibson, Confidential Informant, Bill Murray, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Franco Nero as the Pope in The Pope's Exorcist, Sylvester Stallone in The Expendables 4.
Hard to say with those Ant-Man ones. There weren't bad performances. There was just the movie wasn't great around them.
So it's not like, good. Yeah. Even the performances. Yeah. Some of the performances were
wrong. Why isn't Zach Levy on there? I feel like the movie didn't do well, particularly because of him.
I think it's because the role was split between him and the kid who was actually the good actor.
No, the kid is a good actor. I agree. But, like, that has to win. Because of him. Is what I'm saying. Like he chirps too much, and everyone's kind of like, "Shut up."
He does. He does like to fucking pass the blame along.
He's backing his own horse. Maybe not doing it right, but
yeah.
On the flip side of that, the Oscars announced their nominations today.
Cool.
Vin, we care about the Oscars, okay?
I love the Oscars.
We care about them because we like to destroy them and how they're too elite for the films that they pick because, like, no one's ever fucking seen them. So, for Best Picture, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
And The Holdovers.
Napoleon didn't get any noms?
I said The Holdovers. It's right after Barbie. I heard Napoleon was trash.
I heard Killers of Flower Moon sucked.
Yeah, that's
right. I heard Napoleon. It was indifferent on Napoleon. 25 years of his life in 2.5 hours.
Hey, am I the only person who thinks they need to cut this shit with 10 nominations?
I think if they're going to do 10 nominations, it should be split between artistic films and actual films people pay to see.
Yeah.
There should be a popularity one. There really should be. But then that just becomes people's choice, or what do you call it? Golden Globes is foreign. So yeah, that would essentially just be people's choice.
Yeah, because well, how about this, though? Critics are stupid, and they don't know shit about fuck.
It's not that they're stupid. It's just they want to buck the trend of the popular movie, so they try to find stuff that's not well known, and they're like, you know, they talk it up. It's essentially what you do, except they're nicer about it. Instead of you just being like, I fucking hate it because everybody loves it, they're like, well, watch this instead.
No, I don't do that.
Shut up. Best Director. Justine Treat for Anatomy of a Fall, Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction.
This is where I'm going to throw this out right now.
What?
I think Oppenheimer wins Best Picture, but I think Cooper wins Best Actor.
Yeah, I heard he does really good. Best Actress, Annette Bening for Nyad, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Carrie Mulligan for Maestro, Emma Stone for Poor Things. Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, RDJ for Oppenheimer, Gosling for Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. That's a tight category.
I really feel like Gosling should get it. He was so not Ryan Gosling in that movie.
Yeah, but they say a lot of characters. They say Downey was incredible.
It's gonna go to Downey.
Best Supporting Actress: Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer; Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple; America Ferrera for Barbie; Jodie Foster for Nyad; and Devine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
It is sad that I've only seen a handful of these. I even have like one or two. There's only one that I could say, oh, they did a great job with this.
Best Animated Feature: The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I absolutely think The Boy and the Heron clinches this.
Until you said Spider-Man, I was like, we obviously know who's winning this, but I wouldn't be shocked. Spider-Verse won the first year it went, right?
Yeah, it was good. But I think with the killer voice cast that The Boy and the Heron has, it'll pick it up.
This is the tightest category I've seen yet. This is the only one that I have a question of.
Vinny, there Napoleon does have an Oscar nomination.
For what?
Best Music? Achievement in Visual Effects.
Dial Destiny has John Williams up for Best Original Score.
Yeah.
Does not deserve it. It's the least John Williams score I've ever heard.
But Napoleon for Visual Effects is going up against Guardians 3, Godzilla Minus 1, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and The Creator.
It's so strange because Napoleon vs. Guardians is so different in terms of visuals.
Dude, I hear the visuals in Godzilla Minus 1 are insane.
Yeah.
The thing about period piece visuals nowadays, it's you're doing so much CGI to replace spots of the locations that it's like, yeah, this is impressive. You're doing a lot of work to make this look like it was 16th century France or something. You're really covering a lot of area up with special effects. But I still kind of like the Star Wars type movies winning, because it's almost easier nowadays to do those. All right, we're replacing a part of a building with what it looked like 500 years ago than to do really cool over-the-top sci-fi special effects.
Best Original Song has two from Barbie. It's What Was I Made For and I'm Just Ken. And I'm calling it now.
I'm Just Ken
is going to win this fucking category.
It's the Agatha All Along of this year.
Yeah. But I'm not going into all these other ones.
Dude, they don't deserve it.
No. Last but not least, kids, it's time for that food news.
Kyle, you want to pay attention.
Burt's Bees and Hidden Valley Ranch are putting out Buffalo Hot Wing and Ranch flavored chapsticks.
Ew. Why would you? Oh, man.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I feel like they definitely sell that in Japan already.
Oh, I see that.
Hot wings aren't big in Japan.
The flavors. Souse?
Yeah. Got some ice cream news. Breyers is dropping a pistachio almond flavor. Klondike cones are getting a chocolate cookie crumble. And a hot fudge sundae cone pack. That's coming to you. Jolly Ranchers. Four flavors. Do you remember Lick of Colors?
I remember the name. Why can't I visualize what Lick of Color was?
They were a popsicle. And okay. They were like the gobstoppers of ice pops. So like the outer layer, you would, you know, that would melt away and there's the next layers, total of four layers. Essentially, that's what this is.
But with
Jolly Rancher flavors. So green apple, blue raspberry, cherry, and grape are the four flavors that each stick includes.
Holy shit, I have to try this. It's my four favorite flavors.
Yeah, I know.
Processed fruit.
I know. You're going to have to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
Magnum Minis has a white chocolate and cookies. So a cookies and cream Magnum bar. Magnum bars are pretty good.
Yeah, but with a name like that, they should be like 8 inches or bigger.
No, the big ones are pretty big.
Giggity.
Fun fact about Magnum condoms. They're not for length. They're for load.
Well, no wonder I could actually use one.
Baskin-Robbins is dropping a line of ice cream bars. Jamocha almond fudge, pralines and cream, chocolate chip, and mint chocolate chip. And remember, Baskin-Robbins always finds out. Chewy Chips Ahoy is dropping a chocolate Hershey cookie with fudge filling. Yeah, so it's a chocolate chip cookie with fudge filling.
Triple chocolate?
It's like a triple chocolate. And to them I say, stop stealing some of my concepts. Check out the Valentine's menu for Sinful Creations by Justin.com for the chocolate lava cookie, because it's better. Barilla Pasta is dropping heart-shaped pastas for this Valentine's. They're like a little rigatoni, but they look like a hearts. Hey.
A little coronary. Oh.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch iced coffee is coming to a Sam's Club near you. Pre-made cans of Cinnamon Toast Crunch iced coffee. Made with Victor Allen's coffee.
I have no idea who Victor Allen is.
I don't give a fuck who Victor Allen is anyway.
He sounds like he owns an art studio.
Jack Lynx is keeping up with the fun flavors with Fritos chili cheese flavored beef jerky.
As if jerky wouldn't make you feel bad enough.
Yeah, I mean, it should pair well with the Dr. Pepper flavored beef stick that we announced last week.
Yeah, I do have to try that. Crack. I'm really behind on my Dr. Pepper flavored things.
I know.
There's one or two that came out last year. I didn't even try the Oreo. Couldn't find it.
Yeah, I didn't try that one either. Kraft Singles was like, hey, America, you love processed cheese, right? We're like, yeah. They're like, want some flavors? And we're like, sure. Caramelized onion Kraft Singles, jalapeno Kraft Singles, and garlic and herb Kraft Singles, all coming to a Walmart near you.
Smart move. I'd probably try a couple of those on a sandwich. Wow, could you imagine using them for, like, grilled cheese?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty tight grilled cheese. Or you could just use, like, real good cheese and not processed Kraft slices. Just get some pepper jack and cheddar. You know. Absolute and Ocean Spray are getting in on the sparkling alcoholic beverage craze. Absolute Vodka, Ocean Spray, Vodka Cran Pineapple, Vodka Cranberry, Vodka Cran Grape, and Vodka Cran Raspberry. About to hit them liquor stores just in time for the spring season. 4.9% ABV. It's pretty solid for a sparkling juice beverage.
Did we go over the non-alcoholic White Claw on this show?
No.
That's a thing?
Who brought that up to me? I thought you brought that up to me.
No, bro.
Yeah. That's a thing?
There are non-alcoholic White Claws out there now.
I didn't even know that.
So, think about that for like a nanosecond.
Mm-hmm.
A non-alcoholic White Claw is...
seltzer water.
Just seltzer water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, White Claw is just seltzer water with booze in it.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're repackaging seltzer water as non-alcoholic.
You, sir, don't seem to understand basic white girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're going to eat that shit up like a $200 thermos cup.
I get it. I know why it's working, but it pisses me off that it's working. That the reason it is working and exists at all pisses me off.
To borrow a line from Vinny, this is America.
Woo!
Stars and bars. Love it or leave it.
Little Debbie's dropping a birthday cake ice cream bar. White cake flavored ice cream with cake pieces and sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's sticking in my mouth.
And the last bit of food news I have is, do you remember Taco Bell cinnamon twists?
Yes.
Well, it's a fucking cereal now.
I think they should have been all along. Weren't they, like, crunchy as shit?
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Good for them. Smart move.
Are you thinking it already exists, Joe?
No, I just remember them being, like, uber greasy.
They were, yeah. Now, these are going to be smaller versions, of course. But same concept. Crunchy churro. Now, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, CT Crunch put out a CT churro cereal.
That's what I'm saying.
And it was tasty. These look to be fatter. And the flavor of the cinnamon twists were not the same ratio of cinnamon and sugar that Cinnamon Toast Crunch has. It's a bit more of a spicier cinnamon.
Okay. Less sugary, more flavor.
Yeah.
Less just pure sweetness. That could be distinct enough to warrant it. I just you say the thing and I just flash it in my mind walking past it like four times with different titles.
Oh, wait. There was one last thing besides that. Oreo Space Dunk. A new limited edition Oreo which has
made in space.
Pink and blue or red and blue cream spaceship designs on the wafer, and it has popping candy inside of the cream as well.
Okay, you got me.
Big fucking news. So, there's that. That's the food news. We do not have a wrestling show for 3 weeks. Two very large announcements happened today that we have to talk about real quick. Raw is exclusively going to be streaming on Netflix starting in January of next year.
That's a very interesting notion.
The only place you will be able to watch Raw is live streamed on Netflix.
Smart move by Netflix.
For $500 million a year was the fucking deal.
So they have to eventually have an option where you can go back and watch it, right? Like that live watch thing is not going to last.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure probably by the end of that week, it'll store up the episode.
Yeah.
So their price is going to go up next year.
Probably. I guess Netflix.
Goes up every year.
Probably, yeah.
Did they say anything about their deal with Universal? Is everything no longer stored on?
No. So, they'll have that deal. SmackDown's moving to USA because Fox didn't want it anymore. And NXT is going to the CW. Which is, CW is no longer owned by Warner.
Isn't it weird that only one of their three shows is going to a streaming service?
Well, early talk was Amazon.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is all weird to me. In a time where things are trying to get consolidated a bit, they're very spread out. I don't know if it's a bad thing, but like you can't get your WWE from all one place anymore. And I don't know if that's the smartest business move.
I mean, it doesn't matter. The people who are paying they're fucking paying. That's a huge deal. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, which it's just odd the company, and they've done this so much. They have bounced from location to location to location. It must say something about the product. You do that with any other kind of show, like a sitcom, it destroys them. You change their time or their location once, and they could destroy a show.
As long as the wrestling fans are going to be there no matter what, as long as you don't fuck them. And when they were getting fucked, WWE was the only game in town. On top of that, The Rock has been named as a board member of TKO, the parent company of WWE, the parent company of UFC.
How and why?
And he now owns the rights outright of The Rock trademark.
What is he going to have to do for them on a regular basis to warrant that deal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, CEO, I thought they're pretty busy.
Well, no, he's a board member.
Okay.
I don't know. It's all fresh and new, and there's not too much details on what exactly his role is going to be, but pretty fucking intriguing.
Isn't he still doing the XFL?
The USL now?
Yeah, they just merged the XFL and the...
USFL.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine being in his cabinet. You know he's got a team of dudes. Because he works out 4 hours a day. Nutritionist. WWF guy, go tell them what I think. Football guy, go tell them. I have to go act in Fast and the Furious 19.
He's in his mid-50s now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got to be in that mindset of transitioning away from the physical.
Yeah, he's going to be getting out of the movies, I think.
And either that or transition what he does in them, his role. I don't know if he'd ever completely stop acting. He does seem to enjoy it, but I think he's going to be going the way of Arnold soon.
He's going to...
supporting roles.
He's going to be getting into politics.
You think he's going to do it? I mean, he jokes about it. The whole premise of the show is him on the presidential campaign.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
He talked about it on Rogan. They already approached him for this coming election cycle, I think.
Yeah.
For 2020. I think maybe 2020 also. He was approached by a lot of people like, dude, you should run. And he's like, I have to be Fast and Furious 7. Yeah. Excuse me.
It's going to be amazing when he chooses to run. Depending on which party he runs under, the number of people that are going to have a shit fit because he's not running for their party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
across the Civil War in this country.
Either way, there's going to be people.
Oh, yeah.
Having an actor run the country is fucking insane, even though we already had one.
It's happened.
Two.
Yeah.
Trump kind of counts, right?
Having a professional wrestler, he completely counts. He counts more than Reagan did.
Yeah. But, like, what was he, acting? You know,
he was pretending to be a multimillionaire. He was pretending to be a billionaire. Yeah. Pretending to be an intelligent person.
Aren't we all?
Most days.
But yeah, no. But this guy is like legit, like blockbuster actor. Gonna be like, I have the football now. Don't mess with me.
Former professional football player, short term. Former pro wrestler, actor.
Former pro wrestler, short term.
Yes.
Yeah, not many people realize it. He was not there long.
No. When you look back, not really. Times. 10?
Doesn't. Yeah. No, not even.
Six?
6 years, I think.
The fact that he came back so often makes you forget that his prime was such a tight time period.
I think what it is that being of that generation of like the boom, you automatically think that those guys were there a lot longer than they actually were because that's when it was hot.
Yeah. I was tuning in every week. When SmackDown came along, I was watching SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I was watching Heat. I watched it all.
Yeah. And then you forget, you're like, oh, yeah. That was only a few years.
Yeah. Well, he said if it didn't pan out for wrestling, he talked about fighting over in Pride also.
Yeah.
So his life could have been totally fucking different.
But he's got a very charismatic personality. He's a family man, so it doesn't matter which side he runs for. Those are going to be things that people look at.
If he's smart, independent, I wouldn't touch either party with 10-foot pole.
Right now,
all lunatics.
Right now, you can't touch the Republican Party. It's so tainted, whether they want to admit it or not.
They both are.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but like because of the Trump issue, that's got to simmer down a little bit.
So here's my thing.
Yes, and now. Go ahead, Kyle.
If he goes in there and he's cutting promos at debates,
Which he's gonna.
Right? And he runs as an independent. He's gonna slaughter the Republican vote.
Yeah.
Right, like...
Well, you're right, because none of them. Outside, Trump is the only one. You hot mic him, he's gonna shit on everybody. No one can keep up with him. That's why you're shitting on all the Republicans. No one can talk to him. And then they want him to age out.
Yeah, if he can out-talk Donald Trump, which he can, he'll get all Trump's votes.
Well, not all, but I would say at least half.
I mean...
They're diehards. Yeah. They're diehards.
I guess. I think he would do well as long as he stays away from, like talking about abortion, Planned Parenthood, shit like that. Like, he will pull voters from both sides.
Yeah,
for sure. The problem is he's going to have to address it. And we know that he's big on women's rights. That's going to lose him a bit with the Republicans.
I think he goes right to presidential.
Yes.
You think he tries to... You don't think he does any Senate time to try and warm up to the politics? Just
balls to the wall?
No.
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it either way, because he's been rubbing elbows with a lot of high-profile people for a while.
Yep.
And he already talks political. Like, you can tell he's got the politician face on when he talks now. Like, he's not Dwayne The Rock Johnson anymore. He's Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
He does this a lot. Well, let me tell you something, Janine. It's very tailored.
Yeah.
Then he's doing the hand pyramid. The hand pyramid is such a politician. It's
It is.
The Clinton hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Together. I feel you.
The Mr. Burns.
When he starts doing this shit, he's not. He would never get my vote. Don't do this.
Like holding the pointer.
The fake, like, I'm not trying to point at you and tell you what to do. So I'm gonna, instead of doing this.
Oh, the thing that Joe Biden does every time he talks?
Obama does it. Biden does it. I think DeSantis does it. I think a lot of...
I did not have sexual relations there with that woman.
It's like...
The index finger is kind of crooked. It's crooked, but it's out a little, so it's pointing, but it's not.
Yeah, like, it's very... I don't... It's very... It's kind of like... I don't like it. Yeah.
Fuck slidies.
Yeah, I'd respect it if he did, like, the thing... If he did that below his knee, see? No, I got
two.
Yeah. I got two.
You
never know when I'm coming.
How great would it be? I know Jesse the Body's up there, but Jesse the Body versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 2024.
Fucking wreck, Jesse. Jesse doesn't have it anymore.
No, well, he's another one. He's like 85.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Foil. Yeah.
Nah, he's tinsel enough. He's got the backing of the Minneapolis Hells Angels. You don't want to fuck with that guy.
That'll sell to the rest of the country.
Bro, it did. He won, I think unanimously almost in his state or whatever. I don't even know what he did really. But like, I think he was top tier in the biker gang and he got the vote. Like, people were like, this guy gets it.
That's why The Rock would make it in politics. It's the same. Jesse the Body was the precursor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top five VP candidates from the wrestling world or Hollywood for The Rock, for Dwayne Johnson.
I want Sean William Scott standing next to him. Or Mick Foley. Obvious picks, both of them right out of the gate.
Mick Foley is in my top five.
Yeah, Foley.
Steve Austin is in my top five.
Oh, he's the House Speaker.
They're so combative. Yeah, I could see them running against each other.
Hell up.
Yeah, D'Lo Brown. D'Lo Brown would make a great vice president. I just.
What about the Godfather guy being the Secretary of Transportation? As he brings the ho train.
I was thinking Health and Human Services can kind of get a sense of the message. Although he does like servicing humans.
I've got two more. Tech news.
We gotta pick two more though. We need
going to finish
up. Joe, not yet, nerd.
Oh, did you, Justin, did you have more wrestling stuff?
No, those are the two big, big things.
Okay,
check it out, Joe.
The Apple Vision Pro drops next week at, you know, starting at $3,500 if you want the
big. What's that?
Get out of here.
If you want the top of the line, you're dropping almost $4,000 on this thing.
You stop. What is you that? Stop with your crazy speak.
But the early reviews are what the biggest complaint of people, it's not wireless.
It doesn't jerk you off.
You have a battery pack that connect that actually is external, and you got to put down on a chair or on your lap or something like that and plug it in there. So you get your 2-hour battery pack. That is the biggest.
The battery pack only lasts 2 hours.
Battery pack only lasts 2 hours.
That's so what if you're watching like an over 2-hour movie?
You got to plug in.
Fuck.
That you're dropping watching a movie. You're going to spend $4,000 on this thing.
Like is VR.
VR and AR.
Well, who makes this product?
Apple.
Apple? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said top of the line earlier. My bad.
Like that.
Throwing shade, huh?
Yeah, just wait a year and get the second generation one. Why the fuck did you buy with wires?
I think that's what they're going to do. Because they're, you know, and that one's going to be $5,000 because they're going to have it be completely
actually,
wireless.
It's going the other way.
No.
There's not going to be a more expensive version. There's going to be a less expensive version to get it more into the market.
Well, this is probably the best one now. Yeah.
But that'll still have that same feature. It'll still have the battery pack thing. It'll probably just have less of the really crazy, interesting features.
Listen,
that the Pro has.
I was all about this shit until I saw the translucent TV.
Oh, they're so cool. I saw one.
And I was like, fuck your AR, man, because that looks like I'm watching a diorama.
Translucent TV is
fucking incredible looking.
It's cool, but it's stationary. It's not like
I don't give a shit. It looks awesome. It's like watching a hologram. Yes,
yeah.
I will watch the hologram.
Well, that's the next shit that's going to come out because I forget what I was watching it, but their cell phones were that. It was like a translucent little placard net. That was their phones,
dude.
And it's been on the TV. Like, I think Iron Man had it.
Yeah. That fucking TV is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
So, postscript to my little rant about the Apple Vision Pro. If you could afford one, you could also afford to give us money.
It's not that time, Joe. It's not that time
yet. I know, but just saying.
Nerd. I like your style, Joe.
Douche, nerds.
Nobody was being good or being bad this week for me.
I have nerds. Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano have reteamed as DIY on WWE, and their new ring gear is modeled off of Jim Lee's X-Men run. So it's the blue and the yellow with the hints of the black and the red.
So like right before he got his own series?
Yeah.
Like that stuff?
Yeah.
Where was the uniforms?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You don't see that much.
It's fucking tight. So, bravo for them rubbing the nerdiness.
Good job, guys.
Other nerd of the week, Jason Kelsey. My dude.
Shirtless at the game?
My dude, shirtless, chugging beers with the fans, dancing, and picking up a little girl so that she can meet Taylor Swift. Fucking... Yeah.
Wasn't his little girl?
What a mensch. No, it wasn't. It was some It was some little girl out in the fucking crowd.
I do have a douche.
Uh-oh. That's not the order, but okay.
But I'm just saying I do have one now.
What?
You just reminded me.
Oh.
Whoever's
in charge. Supposed to go first.
Well, I don't have a nerd. Oh, the douche supposed to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, anyway. Whoever's in charge of the camera shit for the Chiefs games, I don't blame Taylor Swift. But every time something happens, they go to her clapping like an idiot. And I'm like, she's a pop singer. Stop.
It was every time something followed Kelsey. If Kelsey did something.
No, even when they scored a field goal, they first down, I'm like, yo, What the fuck? Show some little kid with face paint on. Show some animal shirtless, blitz out of his mind. Show me anything.
Eventually.
Other than her. Like, I. There's a million other stars that go to these things, but because they're not dating Travis Kelce, we don't show up. But, like, even then, I don't get it. Someone had a good theory. They're going to get to the Super Bowl. They're going to win. And he's going to propose.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
They're not going to Baltimore.
Probably.
No, well, they already leaked the script. It's going to be Baltimore versus the Ravens. Or no, I'm sorry. Baltimore versus the Niners.
Do you know where that came from?
What?
That came from some Canadian thing that's not even accurate.
What, the script?
Yeah, that whole thing about the Ravens-Niners Super Bowl with Usher and Reba McEntire.
Oh, dude. Well, I'm not even talking about that.
Usher is the halftime.
Usher is the halftime. Reba McEntire?
Maybe.
All right, hey, Joe, then why don't you bet me $1,000 right now that it's not the Niners versus the Ravens?
Don't take that bet.
You know the standard bet, Matt.
Yeah, you know the bet. It's a bag of Doritos. I'm 100.
I may take that bet.
I'm 100%.
Because Taylor Swift might push the Chiefs into the Super Bowl.
No.
100% behind.
Y'all are wilding, dog.
100% behind Vinny. I too know that it is 100% now rigged the entire season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegas is too much pull, dude.
Yeah.
You see some shit and you go, wait, why is there no one 30 yards in every direction by Travis Kelce? Oh, weird how that just happens.
No, because I had him on my fantasy team this year, and he sucked.
Oh, he had his worst year of his life. Because he's contemplating retiring, too. That's another thing. It's not a script like they go, okay, guys, this play, we're going to do this, and you're going to get tackled at the one. It's not like that. You see it all the time with the phantom calls. I talked about this earlier with all my friends. It was like week two or three. Chiefs played the Vikings. They threw three flags at the end of the game. It was fourth and whatever. Kirk Cousins gets hit. It's roughing the passer. There's defensive pass interference, and then the defensive player who did the pass interference took his helmet off. That's a 15-yard penalty immediately. The referees meet in the middle. They come out, and they go, there is no penalty on the play. The game is over. The rules are the rules.
Yeah. They leaked the Super Bowl colors a few weeks ago. And it came down to the four teams that are currently vying.
Yeah.
Look, we all know how everybody on this show feels about specific conspiracy theories. This one's kind of fucking glaring, though.
This one I can believe in.
Yeah, I back the Vinny.
Corporations don't try to control the outcomes.
Did you see how they showed the colors, right? So they said the least dominant color is the team that won.
Yeah.
So that's why Niners.
You know why I firmly believe this concept? Who sponsors the NFL now? DraftKings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
gone
from booking is bad. Bookies are horrendous. Mm. They're ruining the sport too. We are now sponsored by bookies.
Yep.
You're not fucking telling us flat out this thing is all just about betting.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys love your wrestling, but you know what? Wrestling is classified as sports entertainment. You know what else is the only other sport? Football. The NFL. And that concludes our broadcast day.
Closest thing Vin's going to have to a TED Talk.
Vinny feels very validated right now because I didn't even fight him on this. I was just like, no, Vinny's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to it. I am right a lot, and I don't need validation. I don't do it for people to agree with me. I do it because I know what's right, what's true in my heart. And
you can end it now, Kyle.
Kyle, just kill it. Just do your thing.
Thank you.
Stop him.
All right. As always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @Nerdities. Email us at Nerdities@gmail.com and check out Nerdities.com.
While you're there, fuck yourself. And then go to nerdities.myspreadshop.com, buy t-shirts, hoodies, and all the things you asked for, because you haven't. Buy a pair of Nerdity socks, and then you can make them crunchy. I don't care.
Or underwear. Damn.
Go over to sinfulcreationsbyjustin.com. That's C-I-N-N-F-U-L creationsbyjustin.com. And check out our Valentine's menu. Chocolate lava cookies, chocolate raspberry cookies. We got the red velvet cinnamon rolls, cherry cheesecake hand pies. All for you and your loved one, or yourself, if you're your own loved one. It doesn't matter.
Definitely love me.
Get in on that. You'll love them as much as they'll love you. And I'll love you too, because you'll have spent money.
Speaking of money, if you're watching, you could watch Nerdities on your Apple Vision Pro. Just on youtube.com/nerdities.
Please don't.
If you can afford one, give us money to have a budget for all the stuff that's going to be on Nerdities for YouTube. Nerdities, feature film, more shows,
shorts,
more stuffs, more shorts, whole lot of stuff. Beat the shit out of that subscribe button. Keep mashing it like, you know.
Yeah, mash it like it's on a tiled floor getting fucked.
Yeah. And then
it all around. Like that.
Rock that bell to get notified when new content is coming. And remember, we need money to do all this stuff. And if you want to sponsor Nerdy,
we need butts. Yeah,
that was a Freudian slip right there. Joe needs some ass. Yeah, so, do. I don't know. Is your wife listening to the show?
I'm getting booty.
Joe's getting booty. He's got booty, but he likes butt. Boys, call in.
Give us his bathroom floor again, a workout. Don't you worry. Give us money. Just nerdies@gmail.com. We'll croon, we'll swoon. We'll talk about your business and or product.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring in the money.
Smash that ass, as Joe says.
Smash the gash. The opinions of the Nerdies crew are idiotic and poorly put on the door. Next week's will be far more insulting.
Goodbye.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.